Today's Modern Smoker.
It's not your fault, baby, it's not mine. Not a chance we're crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you see it coming, no time to beg out gracefully. One thing I know for sure, there'll be no doubt when you see you are right smack dab in the middle of it. Right smack dab in the middle. We are right smack dab.
Secret Truth. Through forgiveness we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom. And now our co-hosts, Charlotte Littlefield and George Butler.
Welcome back to the second hour of The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield. And welcome back to our guest, David G. Yurt, Director of Science and Technology. Are you a doctorate, sir? Or is it Mr. Yurt?
You better call me Mr.
Okay, Mr. Yurt. We are focusing on the collective ion accelerator system tonight, ladies and gentlemen, which is it's a method of treating radioactive nuclear waste. The topic the last half hour was basically that his company was rejected and put a cease and desist gag order, sounds like, against them when they went to present this technology to the Department of Energy?
Yes, ma'am.
And that had profound ramifications for the health of humanity, for society. I just can't, you know, you've done many accomplished things, and of course we're just focusing on this one particular issue. I'm very surprised to hear that the activists who work in stopping nuclear power are not aware that the technology exists, technology like yours. I'm very surprised to hear that they haven't caught wind of that.
Well, there's a good reason for it. In the late 80s through the 90s and into the early part of this century, the Department of Energy sponsored a program that was undertaken under contract by Westinghouse Corporation. And Westinghouse's mission was to find a way to separate the nuclear material, the solid material, from contaminated liquid that was being stored at the Savannah River Nuclear Repository. They spent $685 million over 14 years and proved that they couldn't do it. And what that has been used for, that result, then constitutes for the Department of Energy's political agenda a de facto proof that if Westinghouse can't do it, it can't be done. And for that reason, any other technology that's been proposed has been summarily dismissed by DOE on the basis that if Westinghouse can't do it, nobody can do it. And that's the kind of war we fight.
Right. Well, what about the Department of Defense? You know, they have a great deal at stake when it comes to depleted uranium. And,
sure,
of course, they handle the nuclear warheads on ground systems and the naval warfare systems, submarines.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a route in around the Department of Energy? They are just one agency of our government.
Well, we were specifically prohibited by DOE from pursuing this avenue of research. The Department of Defense, DARPA, the Advanced Materials Testing Laboratories, and the government laboratories that are supported by them certainly have had a mandate to try to find a way to solve this problem. As a matter of fact, the Argonne National Laboratories published a report in 2001 which showed that the use of a technique called sonication, which means bombarding liquefied nuclear radioactive waste with a very high-intensity acoustic signal was an effective way of remediating the radioactivity that is emitted by liquid nuclear waste. And we have copies of that report, and the technology that they produced has never been introduced into a commercially viable model that could be used either by the Navy or by anybody else for remediating liquid nuclear waste. They know it works. They're a government-sponsored lab, but it sits in that pile of published papers that never gets anybody's attention. So
right. That could be used in cooling ponds over there in Japan, could it not, do you think?
It surely could.
Yeah, so getting back to Fukushima, what have you been following that pretty closely?
We have.
What's the status now, and where do we go from here, and what's the final outcome going to be unless some kind of a remediation technique is started? Is it going to carry on for years, or what? What's your opinion?
Well, Fukushima is, I guess, in the spectrum of seriousness, of significance, falls between Three Mile Island and Chernobyl, somewhere in the middle there. The problem with the Fukushima process is that the waste storage reservoir and the cooling systems that have been housed in concrete bunkers next to it were flooded with water in order to keep the fuel rods from going critical on themselves. And they then subsequently discovered that there's a big crack in the foundation of the buildings that surround those cooling ponds, and radioactive liquid is now leaking by the thousands of gallons out of those reactor reservoir cooling sites into the groundwater and subsequently out into the ocean. And the only way to stop that problem is to seal that issue off and encapsulate it. So the Fukushima reactor that has that leak, that has the crack in the foundations, needs to be systematically encapsulated by whatever means are available so that that liquid cannot continue to flow into the oceans. The contamination that is a result of that leak will last for 250,000 years, and in its highly reactive state will last for 10,000 years. So whatever region has been contaminated by that liquid leak is going to be contaminated permanently as far as human populations are concerned. That can't be helped now. It's just got to be handled.
Are there any peer-reviewed scientific, did you put your research in peer-reviewed journals so that it might be out there for the researcher to go find concerning your efforts on the collective ion accelerator system?
We tried, Charlotte. We tried to have our results and our research published in a number of mainstream scientific journals and by Nature magazine and by Science magazine. And our research, even though it was validated by Sandia Labs and Los Alamos inside DOE, our documents, our publications were rejected by those journals, and for who knows whatever reason, peer review system is an incestuous system that operates in a way that I think is highly unfavorable. I happen to be a peer reviewer on a number of scientific journals, and I know how the process works. But we were never able to get our stuff published. We published some of it on the Internet, but wherever we've published it, it's been systematically removed. We don't know who removes it, but it isn't there anymore.
Right. So, So they really were giving you of ignoring you and so forth. You're saying that this leak has to be addressed. They've been trying to fill it full of concrete, and were ineffective in doing that. This crack in that pond there, that pool number two, reactor two. They're going to a polymer water absorptive polymer. What would be the ability to seal it with that?
the likelihood is that the polymer is going to absorb the radioactive material and itself, as a function of mass, will also...
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield. Welcome back to Mr. David G. Yurth, Director of Science and Technology of the Nova Institute of Technology, LLC. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay. I apologize, I left that out last time. So we're talking about epoxies, resins that will cure underwater to potentially harden. You were saying as we went to the last break that those resins, those epoxies, will become radioactive?
Now, they have to. They absorb all the radioactive particulates, so they have to become radioactive.
Will they stop the leaking water, do you think?
Well, they won't last long. They won't last long for the same reason that glassine encapsulation technologies don't last long. I mean, I don't want to get into all of the technical stuff, but the bottom line is that the nuclear radiation is so intense and the particles have so much mass that over time they destroy the atoms that make up the material that's encapsulating. And when that happens, the crystalline lattice breaks and fluids leak through.
Right.
And if you go on the web and you Google the Savannah River Nuclear Waste Repository, you'll see spheres that are 20 feet in diameter. They're made out of stainless steel. They're 20 inches thick, and they hold 2,000 gallons of high-level radioactive liquid nuclear waste. And in a period of less than 15 years, those stainless steel vessels that are 20 inches thick have cracked from nuclear embrittlement, and they are now leaking hot nuclear water into the groundwater in Savannah River. That site is so radioactively hot that a human being cannot go in there under any circumstances without suffering severe radiation burns. That's the stuff we're dealing with here.
My idea is so silly. You know, they say the debris from the Haiti earthquake what left enough concrete to build something like 5 or 6 Hoover dams over. Is it possible, you know how countries will put up barriers to stop water tsunamis or to protect coastal lines, is it possible to dump enough concrete around that nuclear site to slow down the release of the high toxic water into the oceans?
Well, look at what happened with Chernobyl. And there's a specific case in point. Several thousand people died from radioactivity poisoning, including many of the people who were helicopter crews who brought in big loads of concrete that were dumped on top of that nuclear mass in order to seal it off. And Chernobyl has been sealed off at a distance of 50 miles. 50 miles from the original site of the failure. An entire generation of children was lost in the countries in Belarus and in the Balkans where that radioactive material was taken up into the clouds and rained down on the population. So, and this is really serious business. Nuclear power is efficient, but the price you pay is that the waste material you produce is so virulent, it is so long-lived, it is so immune to the technologies that are being applied to it, that it's absolutely suicidal to use uranium-powered nuclear technology. And I'll tell you, there are alternatives.
Well, I do believe China is set, you know, over the next 20 years to put in something like 200-plus nuclear power plants. The United States, I think, has, what, 120-something nuclear power plants?
Let me tell you what China is doing, and this is one of the reasons why they're beating our brains out. The Chinese have read the technology papers. They've done the research. They spent $20 billion cash to build a technology research institute in Hong Kong. Okay? What they just announced is that virtually all of the nuclear power plants that they intend to build are going to be made using thorium reactors and not uranium. And that's a fundamental distinction. And it means that they're going to be able to build nuclear power plants that have only a few of the very difficult problems that uranium-based power plants present. If Fukushima had been a thorium power plant, one, you wouldn't have poured thousands of gallons of water on top of a storage site to keep it from going critical, because the used fuel rods made of thorium will not create a supercritical reaction. They don't get hot enough. So you'll never have a self-powered supercritical nuclear explosion like you did at Chernobyl if you use thorium. And China has huge deposits of thorium up in the Northwest. What they've discovered is what we've known since the early 50s, Edward Teller, one of the scientists who was part of the Manhattan Project, published a paper in 1957, which is available on the Internet, it's public information, which suggested that if you used thorium as the basis for your nuclear reaction instead of uranium, that you could build 10 megawatt power plants that would be safe and virtually maintenance-free and fundamentally without risk for 300 years, because thorium will produce power without the risk of going critical. His technology has been proven. Now, Dr. Otis Peterson at the Idaho National Environmental Labs has an operating prototype of a liquid sodium thorium-powered reactor which produces 2 megawatts of power continuously. It works. It works beautifully. He's been trying for 10 years to find a way to get government grants to get that technology into the game. And it's not happening for him. China's going to use that technology. They're going to power their nuclear power plants with thorium, and they're going to produce electric power at $1,000 per installed kilowatt hour instead of the $4,200 a kilowatt hour it's going to cost to make uranium-based fission power plants in the West. So, you know, we need to pay attention here.
What about our Nuclear Regulatory Commission? Are they at all planning on the new plants that will be built in the United States to be in this new built in this new way? With are you saying barium? I do apologize. I'm not hearing you clearly.
Thorium. Element number 90 of the periodic table.
Thorium, right? Okay.
Oh, thorium. Thorium. I hear you clearly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, we've got to take a break in here, and we'll be right back.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. 0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, along with my co-host.
Charlotte Littlefield, welcome back to Mr. Yurth, Director of Science and Technology at the Nova Institute of Technology, LLC. You are the author of several books, 15 screenplays, 12 scientific papers and articles, and monographs. We were discussing the Japan nuclear crisis. Do you think the government is lying to us? The international news, the American government? What are your thoughts?
I'm not sure I understand your question, Charlotte.
Are we being told the extent of the damage? Are they being truthful?
Well, I guess you never know until it's way too late. There's really an attempt to minimize the public appearance of damage for all the political reasons we understand. But the fact of the matter is that when it's leaking in such quantities into the groundwater that it appears in seawater several miles out to sea in measurable, significant quantities, and when the amount of radiation emitted by the explosions in those power plants reaches a point where the United States Navy moves its ships at sea to get out of the way downwind, you have to know that there's something going on there that's pretty serious.
Right. It looks like to me that the Japanese government has minimized the radiation levels in the surrounding area on the land also, and did not evacuate enough people early enough. That's sort of my gist of it. And we started reporting on this crisis the Saturday after the Friday that it occurred, that the earthquake occurred. So we've been on top of this quite closely, but it looks like to me that the public is ill-informed, and the American public is also ill-informed, except for some alternative news. Alex Jones, our network GCN, I think has been in the forefront of trying to tell their listening audiences the truth about this, and we see that they've underplayed the radiation levels inland. For sure, and Greenpeace is over there now taking readings, and they said that both the government and the Geneva organization are liable for not reporting the levels that they should have been. Have you received any feedback at all?
Not much. We really haven't been involved in that process. Our focus has been on trying to find ways to deploy technologies that treat radioactive waste at the point of origin. And, you know, our role in this is so removed from what goes on the ground with crisis stuff like the things that are happening in Japan that we really don't have any influence.
Right. Could you come up with a list of remediation experts over the next few days or that might have some input into would it be helpful for us to get some information over there to the Japanese authorities and on some alternative type remediation techniques, or do you think that would be a good idea?
Well, I think there are two things that could be done. If you're interested, for the benefit of your listeners, I can give you a half a dozen word strings that they can take to their search engine, to Google or Bing or whatever.
Okay,
search
do that.
But if your listeners want to get out their pens and pencils, I can give them some search terms that will give them access to a whole bunch of very interesting and informative information.
Yes, can you do that? That's great.
Sure. The technique that we have developed at Nuclear Remediation Technologies and NOVA Institute can be found under the search term high-density charge clusters. A gentleman by the name of Kenneth Shoulders is the one who patented the technique. There are analogs to his patent in Russia and in China. But high-density charge clusters is a phenomenological technique that's used to change the atomic structure of materials. And you can see that information on the web. There's a technique developed by the Office of Naval Research and the Argonne National Labs called sonication, S-O-N-I-C-A-T-I-O-N. And if you Google sonication Argonne National Laboratories, you'll find a series of publications that talk about the use of high-intensity sound waves to change the radioactive emission rate in liquid radioactive waste materials. The third term is a term that's called low-energy nuclear transmutation, pioneered by the Cincinnati group and by Dr. George Miley at the University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana. If you just Google in low-energy nuclear transmutation, you'll get several pages of information about that technique. In addition, there's a technique developed by Dr. Paul Brown, who unfortunately is no longer with us. He developed two techniques. One is called nuclear spallation, S-P-A-L-L-A-T-I-O-N. Nuclear spallation is a technique that uses high-intensity gamma ray beams to break up nuclear particles and alter their radioactive half-life cycles. He also has a patented technology called photoremediation. And in photoremediation, a high-intensity electron beam is focused on materials in a way that produces a photonic effect, which in turn alters the atomic structure of the underlying materials. So these are a half a dozen techniques. Your listeners can Google any one of those things, and they'll get all the information they need about what it is, what it does, how it works, how it could be applied, and what could be done with it. So lots of people have been working on this for a long time. We're certainly not the only ones, and we're certainly not the only ones who have techniques that have been demonstrated to be effective.
David, if you could email me those terms, and I'll put them up at the bottom of our interview tonight. You know what I mean,
sure.
On our website. And then our listening audience or anyone else can come in there and click on get a list of those and start Googling all those and looking into those.
Sure. Be happy to do that.
Well, that would be great.
That's awesome.
You know what I see on this thing is they're going to have to reach out to people like yourself, the Japanese authorities, and do something different way outside the box. They're going to have to think so imaginatively to try to address this problem, because could this not ruin the area, much less Japan, if it continues at a high rate?
Well, it can be localized. The issue is at what cost? You know, I mean, what are you going to do with a crippled nuclear power plant site where 4 of 6 nuclear reactors, one of which is densely populated with plutonium, has run amok and is contaminating the environment and the groundwater? They don't control the direction or flow of groundwater in the aquifers. I mean, that stuff proliferates in a way that is barely traceable, much less controllable. So, you know, the real issue here is, if you have one of those things going on, what happens the next time you have an accident? See, the issue here is that the Fukushima disaster is prototypical of what's going to happen with aging nuclear reactor technologies that have been used to produce power, betting on the come that nature is not going to interdict the process and make you pay a huge price down the road. And at Fukushima, they placed that bet and they lost. Now, in the United States, there are dozens of the Type 1 General Electric nuclear reactors of the very same kind that were used in Fukushima in operation today. So are we going to have a huge 8.2 Richter scale earthquake event that's going to disrupt? Probably not. Could we have a tornado? Yes, we could. We have lots of tornadoes in the belts where those power plants are operating. Could we have a flood? Yes, we could. I mean, could a natural disaster occur in which one of those things would be significantly damaged? And the problem with the technology is they can't turn the darn things off.
That's right. We've got to take another break, and then we'll come back for our last segment. Let's continue this discussion. This is getting good right now. Thank you, David, for being with us.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield. And welcome back to Mr. Yurth, Director of Science and Technology at the Nova Institute of Technology, LLC. Well, you know, George and I like to end our last segment on positive things, on a positive note. And I must say that that list of Google searches that you gave out to our listening audience just gave me a tremendous relief and a tremendous amount of hope for the listening audience. And I just briefly want to go over it again, if y'all don't mind. I had taken down high density charged clusters.
That's correct.
The second one was a company, Argonne, and it's a sonication spelled.
It's Argonne National Laboratories in Chicago, Illinois.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and just give us that list again? Because I know our listening audience will like to write
it
down.
We're going to put it up on the site, Charlotte. We're going to have that up on the site. So.
Okay. Well.
I'll email it to you, George, but you've got it.
High-intensity.
I'll email it to you so you have it.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get it up to listening eyes just as soon as possible. And
yeah, we'll have it exactly like he has it there organized. What's your best-case scenario on the Fukushima and your worst-case scenario? Could you give us both of those?
Well, the best-case scenario is that they quit dithering around and get in there with some real mobilized resources and get that thing contained. One of the reasons they're not containing it is because it puts their capital investment at risk. And, you know, the public well-being of that whole region is now at risk because they're fooling around trying to figure out how to save the other two nuclear reactors. They may still be able to do that. But while they're at it, every day that those gallons of plutonium-rich nuclear water are draining out into the ocean, they're putting not just the people in that locale at risk, but they're putting everybody at risk. So, you know, the faster they can get that done, the better. The longer they wait, the more long-term that damage is going to be. So
what do you suggest they do on that leak? Just start patching the thing up like they're trying to do, or what?
Well, they've got to find a way outside the confines of the containment vessel and the storage pond to dig down deep enough, fast enough, with enough high mass material to prevent the leakage from continuing to prosecute into the groundwater.
Okay.
So, I mean, they need to get serious industrial strength backhoes in there and start digging some really big holes and pumping a lot of concrete in there.
Okay. And so you're saying those men there working on that are probably, their lives are, you know, gone. I mean, but they'll have to get them in there to dig out that thing and then pour back some concrete and stop that leak. I mean, immediately is what you would do if you were there in authority, right?
If it were up to me, I'd go in there with the biggest, baddest back hose they can find, as many of them as they can get, as fast as they can get them. I would circle that nuclear power plant site, and I'd dig down as deep as I have to go to get down below the level of that leak rate. Once they get down to that leak point, then they can go ahead and seal that thing up. And there are plenty of materials that would give them a 20 to 25-year window. At some point in time, that stuff is going to breach because of embrittlement. But in the meantime, they'll be able to stop it.
So you're talking about like a moat around there, pretty deep moat, and then pour some material in there that could stop and isolate the leakage from anywhere on that plant into the groundwater. Is that something like you're proposing here?
It is, and the thing that nobody's talking about, George, is that, you know, with a magnitude 8.2 tectonic event, the fact that they've identified one leak, one crack in one place,
yeah,
in one of those reactor cores is a significant indicator that there are a great many of them. I mean, you can't tell me that that thing is leaking all of that water out of one 8-inch crack. So, you know,
right,
that the whole integrity, the entire integrity of that containment scenario has been compromised by the earthquake, and they've got to get in there and take care of business. Seal that thing up right now.
I see. Okay, and if they don't, what's the worst-case scenario? This thing's going to continue for, what, a year or so? Or Chernobyl lasted a year, didn't it? Didn't, before they could stop that or what?
No, it's still going on. Chernobyl,
oh, yeah,
is still a problem.
So if they cement over and they build a sarcophagus over there, then what? Where do they go from that? Radioactivity is still there.
It is, and it's going to be there for a long time.
So they're going to have the whole exclusion area around there, what, 10, 15, 20 miles? 50 miles,
I guess. They've got it to 20 miles now, and it needs to go to 50.
Yeah, and they needed to get those people out of there earlier. Yeah, they needed to get those people out of there earlier. But my idea was they were trying to downplay it because of Tokyo. See, it's the largest metropolitan area in the world, the highest populated, 34, 35 million. So they didn't want to stampede people out of Tokyo, see, with high readings. So I think they downplayed them. And at one time they said that there was a computer program that they were using to simulate the levels in the different areas, the algorithm and stuff. What absurdity, see what I mean?
You're going to discover, George, if the past is prologue to the future,
yeah,
everything that happened at Three Mile Island, everything that happened at Chernobyl is an indicator,
yeah,
of what the reality is versus what the media is allowed to report.
Yeah, that's right.
And by the time you get enough information, then the cover-up begins, and, you know, the inmates are running the asylum over there.
Exactly.
Regulatory agencies, just like they are here in the United States.
Exactly.
The regulatory agencies are run by the companies that they're supposed to be regulating. And there's so much money involved, there's so much at stake, that the regulatory agencies are basically paralyzed. They can't do anything to keep the industries from doing what they do to pollute and contaminate the environment. I mean, it's just ass backwards.
Yeah, WikiLeaks came up with some intercepted cables on their site that indicated that our embassy was cabling back to the State Department here that the nuclear industries were ignoring some of the regulations that the government over there was trying to promulgate to bring them under a more tightly regulatory process. And because they were indicating that there could be a big problem in case of a major earthquake along that east coast there.
Fact of the matter, George, I mean, the reason we do the work we do is because we know that left to their own devices, capitalists who drive profit without conscience are going to be the undoing of us all. We have the technology. This is not a technology issue. This is,
yeah,
a political issue. And until we can find a way to, I mean, I don't know how big the problem has to get before the politics then becomes subordinated to the technology. We've known how to solve this problem for a long time.
Right.
So there's no excuse. There's absolutely no excuse for having this problem exist in Fukushima, or Hanford or Savannah River or El Segundo or any place else on the planet. It's a question of politics and money.
And it's what's happening here, if they don't address this thing like you're suggesting, it's going to be a world problem.
It is a world problem.
But I mean, it's going to drift everywhere, but it's getting worse. So they better get real serious about some way out of the box solutions here and get these remediation experts like yourself and others over there and consult with them.
Well, the resistance to change by the people who control the landscape is almost overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know, we've done really good work, and we're not the only ones, George.
Sure,
we've worked
sure.
very hard for many years to solve these problems. And we've been threatened with imminent extinction if we continue to do our work to try to solve the problem.
Right.
I mean, what's wrong with that scenario?
Boy, that picture, look at that picture. Well, we know that the big financial interests, like you were saying earlier in the program, you got the waste disposal people. Are they run by some of the oil companies, some of those waste disposal companies? Are they owned by oil companies and stuff or not?
No, look at what happens. We've got a company here in our area called Energy Solutions.
Yeah.
They're a national, publicly traded company.
Yeah.
And they're using nuclear waste as a way to make a profit. They don't want the problem solved.
I got you.
Right.
I got you. Okay, Charlotte. You were coming to the end of the program, David, and we certainly do appreciate your time tonight.
I've learned a lot. Thank you.
Well, you're certainly welcome. It's my pleasure.
Debbie Urich, we certainly appreciate and respect your work, and we wish you the best in the future. But thank you very much, and send me that email, and we'll get it up on our site. We certainly appreciate your work and insight tonight.
Good luck to you guys. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Good night. Thank you, Charlotte. We'll talk to you later, buddy. Okay. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.